Hello, today with The Sanctuary, we're going to be talking to Evelyn Pei. She is a environmental science major at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and we're going to be talking about anxiety and depression revolving around environmentalism. First off, Evelyn, I'd just like to ask, do you see a lot of anxiety in your demographic around environmental issues?
Yeah, I think that our demographic definitely feels a lot of pressure about the environment. I mean, people say that we're the generation that's supposed to stop climate change, or that we're the last barrier before the tipping point, or, you know, you hear a lot of stuff like that. So I think that for us specifically, it's definitely a major issue. And I think that worries about the environment can often conflate with worries about people's careers. Like when you're in college, you're worried about what kind of job you're going to get, whether that job is going to be, you know, is going to align to your ideals, or whether you're going to kind of have to sell out. I don't want to say it like that, but do you know what I mean? So I think that for people who are just beginning to enter the world of like finding their career and stuff like that, environmental issues are definitely a huge awareness, I guess I would say. So yeah, I would say that it is a major worry for a lot of us.
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot of push in, I think just in media, that is the individual's job to help fight climate change. Would you agree?
I think that that's a really hard question, because on one level, it definitely, that is kind of a corporate myth. It's like companies are really doing most of the pollution, and then they're going to turn around and say, well, you as an individual consumer, it's your fault that climate change is happening. When in reality, one person like buying a more green product or like not throwing away a plastic bag can't really compare to, for instance, what Exxon's doing or something like that. On the other hand, I do think that there is a part that the individual needs to play in navigating climate change. And I think it's more important, I guess I would think of it more as the individual themselves shouldn't think, oh, it's my duty to stop climate change, but think about it as doing yourself a favor. Like when you live sustainably, it's also better for your soul. I don't want to get all woo here, but like your soul and your ideals and living the way that you want to live in the world, I think that's important, and it definitely can be a very individual choice. So I would say that it's super complicated, but yes and no.
If someone is dealing with anxiety or depression about kind of the current state of the world, given the environment, what would you want to tell them about how to deal with it?
I've definitely struggled with that myself, especially in my major. I've had a lot of times where I felt like I wasn't doing enough, or that I felt guilty because I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't doing environmentalism good enough, that I wasn't green enough. And I think that's one of the main sources of feeling so anxious. And another is, of course, the impending apocalypse, just like the fear of the future. And to both of those things, I would say that it's important to forgive yourself and to be kind to yourself and to think of your own happiness. What I believe is that if people follow their bliss, then that can only be good for the world. I don't think that environmentalism is about punishing yourself or about living less than or somehow cutting back on what's good for you. You know, it's not really about sacrifice so much as it about, you know, building a world that everybody will be happier in. That's the way I like to think of it, because I feel like a lot of times being environmentally friendly is framed as something where you're going to have to suffer and you're going to have to sacrifice, and it's something that you don't want to do, but you're making yourself do it for the greater good. And I don't think that's always true. And I think that that attitude can lead to a lot of people feeling like, oh, I'm a failure because I'm just not strong enough to do that. But I think that if we can all be a little bit easier on ourselves and think about what kind of future we want to build, what kind of future that would make us happy, and if sustainability is a part of that vision, then I think maybe having an attitude like that can help people feel a little bit lighter about this.
That's a really great viewpoint to have. You had mentioned earlier that the individual's impact is kind of a corporate myth. Could you speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah. So I think it's a matter of environmentalism in itself is super worthy, but it's also, as many worthy things have been really co-opted by the corporate realm. And they've kind of sort of twisted it to their own ends by saying, well, you can be green if you just buy this product that has a green label or whatever. And by doing that, you kind of are forced to think of it in such a way that your buying decisions and your individual decisions, like whether or not you recycle this one can, like that somehow accumulates all the moral weight of the entirety of climate change. When in fact, when you step back and look at the bigger picture, it's a lot of different things that are causing it. A lot of the major players that are polluting, that are, I don't want to make it like a simple pie chart sort of analogy really, but that are doing most of the polluting and most of the damage are these larger powers that are much bigger than any one individual. And so I think that part of the reason these larger powers get away with so much is that for a lot of people who care about the environment, they've been diverted to focus on things like I said, recycling and things that are really worthy and important, but that are not, those two things are completely different things, if that makes sense. One of them is one thing and the other is another thing. And to conflate them, I think, is what those people want. They want us to believe that it's all our fault, when in reality, a lot of it is just that we are stuck in a system that we can do little to change. And I think that the guilt that people feel that is super disproportionate to their actual impact is really damaging.
If someone is feeling that they need to do more, what would you say is not the most important, but what's kind of the biggest step they could take in helping the environment?
I would say that really depends on the person. There's a lot of different ways to help. I think what helped a lot for me when I felt like, you know, I wasn't doing enough, and I still do feel like that a lot, I think it's important to have a moment of introspection, not to jump too fast into trying to do everything, but just to think about, well, what fits into my life? How am I living my life right now? And what makes me feel good when I think about it? Like, there are some things that a lot of people talk about, like buying green or recycling, that when I really looked at it, I was like, you know what, actually, I feel like embarrassed even to admit this, but you know what, actually, the idea of recycling doesn't fill me with that much inspiration. When I think about how, like, inefficient the current recycling system is, when I think about the fact that when you recycle stuff, most likely it's just going to go to the incineration plant anyway, because there aren't enough proper recycling facilities, all that stuff, like, I mean, sometimes these solutions aren't as good as we think, and sometimes there's like a genuine reason why you haven't been doing them. Sometimes it's just laziness. I'm kind of getting off track. Okay, let me refocus. what I would say that what's worked for me is just to really sit with these ideas and to sort of try and envision a future for myself that makes me feel happy when I think about it, that makes me feel like, oh, if I did that, that would really make me feel like I was doing the right thing. And just to sort of rediscover your own moral compass, that I think probably won't lead you wrong. I think it's important to have faith in yourself.
That sounds like a great activity. Getting near the end here, is there anything you'd like to touch on?
Let me think. So when you initially approached me for this interview, you said that you were interested in the topic of environmental helplessness. So I think that that's a really important thing to talk about. And I'm really like grateful to you for bringing light to this issue, because a lot of people talk about environmental awareness, but what comes after awareness is often helplessness in the case of the environment. And I think that it's really important not to just stop at awareness, because even after you're aware that there's a problem, what if you don't know how you're supposed to fix it? What if you feel like there's nothing you can do? That's almost a bigger problem than awareness in itself. And I think that moving forward, it's going to be really important to think about, why is it that issues like this make us feel so helpless? Why are so many of us apathetic and closed off to the idea of making a change? So I just want to express, you know, my appreciation for your insight.
Thank you. I'm very happy you could come and discuss this with us today.
Yeah, no problem. It's been a pleasure.